Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Congressman Devin Nunes, 22, California, from the San Joaquin Valley. Many, many of your constituents in the San Joaquin Valley have their origins in Mexico. They're citizens of the United States. They vote very proudly. They work very hard for what they have. But at the border, especially at Texas, as you know well, as everybody knows well, what John's describing, there's a new surge, one that is not easily explained. How do you explain it to your constituents when you see what's going on at the Texas border?
Well, John, it's not just the Texas border, but what we're seeing now is an unprecedented level of people that are coming from everywhere around the globe, everywhere you can possibly imagine. They're coming in through South America, Central America, up through the coyote line, so to speak, and the cartels that are moving people. And they're moving them in the hundreds of thousands. And they're talking about as many as 100,000 people a month or more that are crossing across the border and getting into the United States from everywhere imaginable. So the Trump administration was working with Mexico. They were building a wall. We had done more to curb illegal immigration over the last 4 years than we have in the last 30. And now Biden comes in. He stops construction of the wall, which is completely ridiculous, complete waste of taxpayer dollars. A lot of this money's been allocated. My colleagues who have just recently been to tour the wall, they talk about areas where, you know, it's simple, just a little bit more work. You have 30 miles of fencing, yet you have two holes in it. All you have to do is put up the remaining fencing. You wouldn't have the holes. The idea of the fencing is to stop 99.9% of the people coming across, and you route them through more difficult areas where the Border Patrol is able to better utilize their resources. That's the whole idea of having the wall, so that you can really marshal the resources to target the drug cartels, the drugs, and the criminality that are coming across the border. So moving forward here, if this doesn't stop, you're talking about the equivalent of major cities every month moving into this country, and not to mention the health concerns, the concerns about getting this economy back going. You know, where does this end? And so the Trump administration and the Republican plan was, first, let's get border security, and then let's work on the people that are here. How do you get programs that would actually work, like they have in every major country around the globe? They have guest worker programs that work well for agriculture, for the building trades, for technology trades across the all across the world. They have systems and that work for a free flow of workers meeting needs where the businesses are able to fill the needs that can't be filled by American workers. But this idea of just letting people flow like this and encouraging them and refusing to say that this is wrong, it's just encouraging more and more people to try to get across that border right now.
The Biden administration and Secretary Mayorkas is new to this, but it's trying right now to convey to the people who are at the border and those who are thinking about it, do not come or wait. Wait for what, Devin? What is the understanding of Mr. Biden's ambitions for immigration?
Well, it's totally incoherent. No, because they're really not saying that. They say one thing, but then they do another. Their actions do another. I mean, people aren't stupid. They figure this out. Despite the filtering that goes on by the media and the lack of coverage on this, the word gets back quickly. Hey, borders are open. And all of a sudden, money starts flowing, people start moving, and we can't even handle the people that we're able to capture at the border that are coming across illegally. And now they're changing things, right? Remember when Trump got in, Trump was supposedly putting children in cages. Well, it ends up the cages were actually built by Obama. Now the children are back in the cages again, but they're not calling them cages anymore. They have some fancy name for them. Make it sound sound great. It's just ludicrous that that the media is not covering this properly, and people are not, the American people are largely not understanding what's happening down there. And meanwhile, we're moving in the equivalent of cities larger than mine, that where I live in the San Joaquin Valley. I live in a city of 60,000 people. Talking about 100,000 people a month coming across the border. It's unsustainable, and it's dangerous.
One way I read Secretary Mayorkas, when he remarked in some careful fashion to blame Donald Trump's administration for the troubles, one way I read that is that they really don't have a vision of where they want to go. They don't have a policy. And what's going to stop this? They don't have a way to stop it, Devin. 100,000 might be modest 6 months from now.
Right. We could be up to 200,000 people a month. Who knows? 250,000 people. It's absolute madness to not be out there saying, do not come, to not be working with Mexico, to not be finishing the wall. All of these things are, in a normal world where people are getting accurate information, the American people would not stand for this.
Right.
This is a 75-80% issue. People do not think we should have open, free-flowing borders and just let everybody come across. Nobody, or for the most part, believes that this is okay in the United States of America today. But
I know,
but
where
what they don't know makes it hard.
I know where there's one place where there are not enough people. It's the House Intelligence Committee. Unless something's happened in these last days, there's you and there's Chairman Schiff. Where's the rest of it?
Well, we finally did organize this week, John, so it's the slowest start to the House Intelligence Committee in modern history. We just organized this week for the first time. So the House Intelligence Committee has not met until this week.
Did you get the 12-10 vote, the 12-10 balance you were seeking?
Well, it's 13-10, so they refused to go down in numbers. But at the end of the day, we added one seat for the Republican Party, but the Democrats kept one more than they should have. But they control the votes, and they can do what they want.
And the House Intelligence Committee under Chairman Schiff, I believe it was more popularly understood as the Impeachment Committee in 2020. Is it back on mission? Is it going to look at the security threat, especially the cybersecurity threat, all those issues you talked about when you were chair originally?
Well, the major issue is going to be, do they want to get back to traditional oversight to do our job, to look over the budget across the military and intelligence programs and all the issues we need to worry about globally, cyber attacks, as you just mentioned, or what's also possible, are they going to just focus on domestic terrorism, which traditionally is not an issue for the United or for the House Intelligence Committee, only where there's a foreign nexus. So we'll see. It's a new Congress just formed. We'll see if they actually get back to real work, or do we get bogged down and just let's attack Republicans, let's call all Republicans and conservatives domestic terrorists, and let's not actually do the job that we were sent here to do, and especially the people that serve on the House Intelligence Committee. But you're right, it's just been a long 4 years where they focused on their Russia hoax that they created, corrupted the FBI and DOJ, moved on to another corrupt impeachment hoax with the Ukraine sham that ended up, at the end of the day, the only people that were working with the Russians happened to be Joe Biden's son.
Right, right. Congressman, one more time checking on how the Congress is dealing with the National Guard deployment and the severe security screens around the Congress and the metal detectors and the wanding. Has that protocol changed in these last weeks to get to the floor of Congress?
No, we still have the fencing and the razor wire up. There appears to be fewer National Guardsmen here, but they still are walking all over the Capitol complex with guns in hand. No American citizens are allowed in unless you are staff or a member of Congress. And then the members of Congress, as we get to the House floor, we get searched and we get wanded down and we go through a magnetometer. It's really, really odd behavior. These are sick people that would continue this charade. It's a Hollywood production, and it's all meant to build the narrative that Republicans and conservatives are a threat to the rest of America, according to Pelosi and the Democrats.
Well, you're on a committee that would be very concerned about a threat to the Republic. Has there been some news flash that I missed, Devin? Some alarm that there's an army marching on D.C.?
No, John, there is no intelligence that supports the fence and razor wire and
I didn't think
there.
I didn't think
there's
so.
Zero.
There's zero. You can't get less than zero, although social media will continue to mention January 6th. That is the nature of social media these days. Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California. Podcaster Devin Nunes, 22 California. The bread and fruit basket of the solar system, the San Joaquin Valley. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.